There's a village in rural Guatemala where women hand sew reusable menstrual pads to sell. It's a product that medical experts say is necessary in some impoverished areas because women and girls cannot afford disposable pads. The business out of San Lucas Toliman is being funded by a Fort Myers nonprofit. I recently visited the village and found that it's staffed mostly by single mothers escaping violence. 8 Mayan women are busy working on the back porch of a home in the rural village of San Lucas Toliman in Guatemala. Some of them take turns using the 2 sewing machines they have, which were donated by people in southwest Florida. A couple other women are off to the side of the sewers, measuring and cutting fabric. They're making washable, reusable menstrual pads that they're calling lunas, meaning moons in Spanish.
Esta es una idea fantástica porque es nuevo en el mercado.
Vilma Morales of San Lucas heads this startup with her partner Rita Chahil. She says it's a fantastic idea because it's new to the business market around Lake Atitlan. Usually, these pads are seen around the area when they come in as donations to help keep women's menstrual practices healthy. Morales was inspired to start this business back in November of 2017 when volunteers with the nonprofit Grace Project out of Fort Myers distributed these pads in villages across Guatemala.
Mi meta en sí. Fortalecer a las mujeres.
Morales says the goal of this business is to strengthen the women in her village. She says a lot of them come from violent homes, and she wants them to feel valued. She says some of the women left their husbands and are raising their children as single mothers. So she wants to make them feel like they can help their kids move forward in life. Lydia Fabiana Hernandez has her baby swaddled on her back. Her second child is playing ball with other kids in the yard as she works. She's a single mother.
Para mí, espero que sea lo más beneficiable porque tengo a mis dos hijos que criar.
Hernandez says this is an ideal job because she can care for her 2 children while working, and she hopes to bring in a bit of money. The majority of these women don't have job options in this community because they can't leave their kids to work.
Our vision is that other women from around Guatemala will see this and eventually will be teaching other women how to set up their own businesses.
Janelle Grant is the founder of the nonprofit Grace Project out of Fort Myers. The organization is funding the business, acquiring sewing machines and materials in southwest Florida to then ship to Guatemala. Grant plans to help launch more cooperatives in different parts of Guatemala once this first group of women figures out a successful business model. Dr. Kirsten Ostad is the director of women's health for a nonprofit called Maya Health Alliance in Tecpan, Guatemala. Many of her patients have vaginal itching and burning after sitting on rags to catch their period flow, rags that they've sometimes used for other things like cleaning, which could involve harsh chemicals.
There's definitely a need for women to have a product that they sort of keep separate from everything else that they can use when they're bleeding, and that can prevent that type of irritation.
Ostad says this product also benefits young girls who sometimes miss school over worries about staining their traditional skirts in class during their periods. The 2 female business leaders in San Lucas Toliman say they want to ensure young girls never miss school. And they also want the Luna products to empower the women in their community by creating jobs for them. In rural Guatemala, talking about menstruation is taboo. So Vilma Morales and Rita Chahil are considered progressive in their village.
Compartir con las mujeres, compartir con las familias.
Chahil says she hopes that by sharing information, some years later, there will be more healthy women and children. I'm Jessica Mazaros in San Lucas Toliman, Guatemala.